Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to the Learning to Fly podcast. You know what it is because it's Wednesday, random questions with random people, and I am joined by Brenna of Rose Colored Books yet again. Hello, my dear.
Hello.
Are you ready for random? Because it's pure and utter random today.
I am so ready.
If you could only call one person every day for the rest of your life, who would that one and only person on the phone be?
My mother.
If you could get pen pal letters from any five people consistently, what five people would you want, alive or dead?
Alive or dead?
Yes.
Gerard Way.
Of course.
Tyler Joseph. I immediately picked two people who are alive.
Yeah, I know.
My cousin, who's also alive.
You got so excited. You have to pick at least one dead person. Okay.
And my dog.
Interesting. Okay. If you were to adopt a new animal, what would its name be? Don't tell us what it is. Just tell us what its name is.
Frankie.
Alrighty. If you could create any three stickers and just give them to everyone on the planet, what would these three stickers be?
Something that has something to do with loving libraries, something with a moon on it, and something with a dog on it.
Okay, okay. If you could only wear one article of clothing on your upper body for the rest of your life, what would that article of clothing be?
A very comfortable t-shirt.
Okay. Any particular, like, colors or designs or patterns?
A plain black, very comfortable t-shirt.
Of course.
It goes with everything.
Of freaking course. If you could delete any one book from existence, what would that book be?
The Hobbit by J.R.R. Tolkien.
Of course you would. Why don't you like classics?
Because they suck. Next question.
God. If you could gift someone candy every week, what candy would you gift them?
King size Hershey's chocolate bars.
Okay. If you had one shout out to the world about why libraries are great, what is your argument?
Free things. So many free things. For free. And did I mention it's free?
Okay, since you got very excited about that, can you give us some examples of free things you might find at a library? Aside from books. Being able to check out books.
Oh. Books, movies, music, TV shows, plants. Some libraries have seeds.
My library has gardening tools, which terrifies me.
Yes.
We also have cake pans.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Free computers, free classes and courses on so many different things, and there's so many more.
And usually, like, bookmarks and things of that nature that could be practical. I know mine is still giving out free sanitizer.
Oh, that's nice. Ours sometimes does free COVID tests.
Oh, okay. Speaking of COVID, what is one thing you learned throughout that ordeal?
Oh. Stay away from people.
You were already doing that. What did you learn?
Don't go outside. Another thing I was already doing before COVID.
Yeah, I figured, but I'm not gonna call you out twice in a row. If you could design a poster for any one band and one song, what would it be?
Don't make me choose.
Yes.
Heaven Help Us by My Chemical Romance.
And what would the poster look like?
It's gonna be orange and red, and there's gonna be fire all over the place, and there is a person tied up on a chair. And we're not going to go any more than that.
And there's going to be flowers and a puppy, and we're going to call it good. What is one thing you've made recently?
display for work.
And what is on that display?
It is a books and movies display, so it has books and then the movie adaptation for it. And it has popcorn. Well, fake popcorn, but it has popcorn.
Alrighty, speaking of popcorn, what is your favorite way to flavor popcorn?
Just butter and salt. A
Okay.
classic.
Speaking of movies, what is one movie you think should have done better in the box office?
Oh, I don't know anything about the box. Let's see, what was a really bad movie that I love? I don't know how well it did in the box office, but I know a lot of people hate it. Sucker Punch.
I liked that one.
Thank you. You are the only person I know who has said that.
But I was definitely not the target audience. And I think my mom let me watch that in theaters when I was like 11.
Traumatizing, but fun.
No, actually, I freaking loved it even at 11. No, so you listeners, that probably answers a lot of questions about the both of us. Not favorite, just a
Not
great
favorite.
movie.
It's a terrific movie. Everyone needs to watch it.
So as you know, I have a bearded dragon, and her name is Gadzooks, and she was named after one of my favorite book series. What is your favorite book name to give to an animal?
To give to an animal? Oh no. I know my favorite that I would give to a person.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know. Is Psycho a book?
I'm not sure. That's definitely not my genre. Zach, do
Okay.
you know?
If
He's not listening.
Okay. If Psycho is a book, then Norman, because I named my dog after him. Norman Bates.
Interesting.
For a person, Addie.
Okay. That is actually one of the most top used names this year.
Oh, I wonder why.
I really don't know. And I can't tell if you're
I
being
don't know either.
sarcastic or not. Okay, cool. I know that when 50 Shades of Grey came out, there were not only gray babies, but they were getting named after all the characters in those books.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting. My friend worked in a hospital and she's like, "I am getting the same 10 names over and over and over and over again, and those poor kids are never gonna want to know why they're named."
Nope.
What is the most unfortunate name you can think to give to a goldfish?
A
A
goldfish?
goldfish, woman!
Rainbow.
Ha
And I say this purely because I had a goldfish named Rainbow,
ha.
which is just the funniest and stupidest thing ever.
What is one insect that should be given a second chance?
Ew, none of them. I hate bugs.
Not even like butterflies, ladybugs,
No.
dragonflies,
No.
nothing.
I'll give butterflies a second chance. Okay,
Okay.
I'll give them a pass. Everything else can die.
Jeez. Who is one creative person that you would resurrect for future generations?
Like, isn't they're dead now?
Correct. You
Ooh,
didn't take
who?
advantage of the dead people previously. You're gonna have to take advantage of them now.
What if I don't want to take advantage of dead people? Because that sounds really bad.
No, this is not Little Piece of Heaven by Avenged Sevenfold. Continue.
Don't know what rock stars are dead. What, like, cool rock stars? Sorry.
Probably most of them.
That's true.
If you consider what they did to become rock stars.
I don't know anyone who's dead.
You are such a sad human being sometimes. What's your favorite color?
Actually, I'm gonna say something and I don't know if it's gonna be controversial. Kurt Cobain.
That is a good one. That is a good
Thank
one.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
I did a good thing.
Favorite color?
Red.
Favorite beverage?
Dr. Pepper.
Favorite winter pastry?
All of them.
One! Favorite! One! Whew.
What differentiates a summer pastry from a winter pastry?
Probably the spices that are in it, or if it has like seasonal produce in it.
Do s'mores Pop-Tarts count as pastries?
They do, but they're definitely summer.
No. Do you
Yeah.
ever have s'mores in the summer?
Yes, that's the only time I have s'mores, and I fucking hate marshmallow.
Oh, how dare you?
It's a summer
Well, if
pastry.
that.
It's from
No.
camping.
No.
Yes.
I've never been camping.
Go Google the origin of a s'more, my dear.
No. But like warm, cozying up by the fire, and having a s'more winter.
I'm
S'mores
gonna let the
Pop-Tarts.
audience decide on this. Let us know in the comments below if a s'more is a summer or a winter pastry and justify your answer.
You better say winter or else.
No, use your logic and follow your heart. Jeez, don't threaten my audience. You won't come back.
What's logic?
So, in your profile picture, you have a red tie on. I have to ask, how many times did or how many stores did it take you to find a red tie?
To find a red tie, it took me one because my dad surprised me with it off of Amazon.
Ah, okay.
It was a present.
Because I had to buy a red bow tie for something, and for some reason, it was damn near impossible.
I have no idea why.
I
Jeez.
don't know.
That's a weird thing to be really hard to find.
Is. Are you a greeting card person?
No.
Are you a photograph person? Like you
I
collect
want.
photographs from adventures and whatnot.
Oh, no. My mom is, but she did not pass that down to me.
Other than reading, what is a hobby that is little known about you?
Ooh, I collect stickers. I don't know if that's little known, but I do.
I would say it is, because I only know about it because I enabled you.
You were one of the ones who enabled me. Also, my mother.
No, I'm just saying, like, because I enabled you, I know it, not like
That's
I
true.
was the one. I'm not taking that credit. What is one random fact about your neighborhood?
Oh, I live next to a house that has housed over 20 years. It has held an old couple, a young couple, a halfway house, a daycare, and now it's an Airbnb.
Well, that is quite the history. If walls could talk, what do you
Yeah.
think those walls would say?
They'd just be screaming constantly because they have to hold up entire lives.
That's fair. If you could
Lot pressure.
only use one color Sharpie from now till the end of your days, what color would you save?
Black, it's just the best Sharpie.
What if you have to write on something that is black?
What was that?
What if you have to write on something that is black?
Then I'll use something other than a Sharpie.
What is your most listened to song of the year?
I can look this up. Hold on.
I know you can, that's why I asked it.
Ooh, how do I look it up?
Don't you listen to music through
Spotify
Spotify?
Wrapped hasn't come out yet.
You can go
Yeah,
to
but
Spotify and you can look. Oh, there is a way. There is a way.
how?
Okay, fine. Give me last year's while I figure this out.
Okay. Let me find my 2022 Wrapped. Actually, I don't even know why I'm doing this when I know right off the top of my head it's Vampire Money by My Chemical Romance.
We were doing so well without an argument. We even agreed on obscure shit.
I know.
And now, okay.
What do you have against Vampire Money?
No. Just that it took you all of that to figure out the answer, but you knew the answer, but like, yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
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 Well, that's because when I was looking it up, I was just like, oh no, that's right. I do remember that being my top song. Now, how do I find my top song for this year?
I will find that after the podcast. If
Okay.
you could only keep one item from your childhood to pass on to future generations, what would you keep?
It's gonna be my stuffed animal. It's a brown, or not a brown, it's a brown dog and its name is Brownie.
Alrighty, that is a good choice.
I'm original.
Thank you so very much for your time. It was great to have you on Random Questions, and I hope we'll have you on the podcast again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
And thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode of Learning to Fly the podcast. As has been stated, we are still getting back into our routine, so bear with us if we're not back tomorrow, but we hope to be. And I will see you again soon. Bye for now, everyone.